The Foundation of Faith is the title of my sermonette. The Bible describes people as having little faith and even great faith in God. Why is that so? What is the variable in that formula? Well, the answer is found in the quality of the foundation of our faith, brethren. A foundation is A foundation is the base on which something stands. And this certainly applies to Christianity. Faith is a very big topic. But my purpose is to talk about the aspect of faith from the foundational level, to inspect it a little bit, to really kind of get back to basics, if you please, and to revisit some fundamentals. Foundational faith. I keep coming back to that, so I keep our target in mind. Having faith is an attribute that people can have, and they can even increase it, brethren. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. This great definition of faith that is written in the Bible. Now, faith is, and in verse 1 it continues, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not the here and now in that aspect, but what lies out beyond, what can be in the future. Now, we all have goals, we have aspirations. And faith can provide confidence that we will actually attain them. I don't know how each of you would evaluate yourself that, yes, I have great faith, or no, I have a little faith. Well, the Bible is replete with and full of examples of people of all sorts of faith and all kinds of faith. Regarding our goals and our aspirations, we must ask ourselves if God is the foundation of our faith, or is there doubt? Doubt leads to uncertainty, it leads to hesitation, and even at the end, to disbelief. God didn't heal me today, therefore he must not heal. That's not really a statement of faith, is it? Or I didn't get the raise that I knew that I needed, and I prayed about it. Again, everything hangs on God's role in what we ask for, what we believe we might attain. But it has to be based on God's will. The faith has to emanate from our relationship with God. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Matthew 7, verse 24. This kind of just lays out what I'm talking about today in the words of Jesus Christ. Christ says, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. That's the way our faith, by analogy, should be founded, on the rock that is God. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was this fall, or its fall. So we see the contrast. Either we build on a solid foundation, or we build on slippery, moving, eroding sand, and that doesn't lead to a solid basis from which to build. If you apply that to faith, then you can see that we are to do what God commands us to do. If we do that, we're building our faith because we're establishing a better and better relationship with God Himself. The foundation of Abraham's faith was this. It was total reliance on God. Hebrews 11 and verse 8. Hebrews 11 and verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed. Isn't that what we've all been called upon to do? That based on God's command, that we go ahead and do what he says through faith, knowing that the product will be right and God will be pleased with it. But back to verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. You're going to go on a trip, pack your bags. Well, which direction on the compass shall I go? Of course, God was involved in that whole process. Romans 4, verses 20 through 21, again, showing that Abraham built his faith on the rock, not on the sand. Because, as it says in Romans 4 and verse 20, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, that is doubt, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, that is what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Again, having faith built on a strong, solid foundation through obedience. Jesus Christ taught what he believed, and he expresses his foundation for faith in Mark 10 and verse 27. This is the way, from my perspective, as I read the New Testament, that Jesus Christ approached everything. These words that are given as instruction to others, but as it's also the way in which he lived. Mark 10 and verse 27 talking about here an analogy he's teaching, talking about how one would enter the kingdom of God when they're rich and don't really look to God for the solution of their life's goals or problems. Jesus sums it up by saying, or the verse says, Jesus looked at them and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. But catch this final phrase here in this presentation, for with God all things are possible. That's the way God is viewed by Jesus Christ in all of the examples in the New Testament. It's interesting, you can read also in the book of Mark, the next chapter, about how the people were amazed, or his disciples were amazed, when a tree withered at his command, and they're questioning him. His answer was, have faith in God. And then he goes on to say, well, if you have just a little bit of faith, and you say to this mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea, it can be done. Now, I think that probably initiated some thoughts. It has for me in times past. It probably even now, well, that applies to them and that time and not now. No, it just flat out applies. There's no conditional aspect to it. But I want you to also consider what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 13, because I think the disciples even in that day were considering these things. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 2, Paul writes, "And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith," probably what it would take to do what Christ is talking about earlier, "so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing." I bring this up only to show that the disciples of that time, like us, you know, wonder about faith and consider, you know, whether their faith is great or small or how to get more. Brethren, Christians have the perfect foundation for faith, and it is in Jesus Christ. If we're to have great faith, we need to emulate him. Galatians 2, verse 20, Christ says, Christ, not Christ, Paul writes, I'm sorry. Galatians 2 and verse 20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." If we have Christ living his life in us, exercising his faith, and even the scripture itself says, "Let this mind be in you which was in Jesus Christ," and we're to grow in the stature and fullness of Christ. If we want a very strong foundation, if we want it, the foundation of faith, if we want it to be based on something solid, then base it on the life of Christ, having a relationship with God and Jesus Christ is the solution for us. Let me conclude with this statement. The foundation of faith in God is to have unwavering belief in who he is and what he says, and to be like Abraham or Jesus Christ, to go at God's command and not look back, but trust fully in the future that God will lead us all into.